you messed up? Did you do it wrong? You know, you were doing so well. And then, oh, I hate it when I'm working on a project and it's delicate work. And then all of a sudden, oh, I just messed it up. And now I got to start over. You ever feel like that about life or about things with God? And it's pressure. We're going to talk about that pressure and getting it right and feeling bad right here on the Corner of Truth and Life. Welcome to the Corner of Truth and Life. This is Ira Hall. And man, when it comes to life in general and even the stuff of God and religion, we can put ourselves under tremendous pressure because we want to know that we're doing a good job. We want to know that we're doing it right. And that happens in small ways and big ways. So here's an interesting thing that my wife and I discovered in our marriage in our previous house before we moved, we got a dishwasher. Now we have three dishwashers. They're called our children. But back then we had an actual appliance in the kitchen that was a dishwasher. And of course, the thing is you still have to put the dishes in it. And then you know, start it up and it washes the dishes for you. It's a fantastic thing. I kind of wish we still had one. But one of the things that happened is that my wife is really good at stuff like that. She's really good at loading dishwashers and being able to fit just an amazing amount of stuff in. And me and the kids were less good at it. So when we would put stuff in, oftentimes it would fill up faster because we didn't do it efficiently. And so my wife might say, please load the dishwasher. And then after a little bit, she would reload it. And this had the effect on me, especially being a guy with an ego, of making me not want to load it anymore because, well, you just basically, without saying anything, you basically said I did it wrong. And then she'd be like, you know, I would love you to be more helpful and load the dishwasher, but I'd stop doing it because I felt like, well, you're just going to redo it anyway. And that was less her problem, even though it was easier for me to blame her, than to realize that, well, it's insulting me. It's violating my pride that she doesn't think I'm doing a good job. And it discouraged me from kept trying. And that happens a lot. If we've made a mistake, sometimes we just give up. But what happens when what we've given up on is God? A lot of times, our perception of what it means to be close to God, walk with God, be connected to God, has a lot to do with being good. And trying to be good and trying to do the right thing. And the thing is, even if God isn't part of your system, most people do want to do well and you want to do good, even if you don't need the idea of God for that desire, because that desire has been, that's in us. And I would say it's in us because God made us that way. We have an innate desire to do well. We want to know we've done good, and we want to have praise for that. But it's very true in any area of our life that if we consistently feel like we're getting it wrong, and there's basically two ways that we can feel judged, either because others consistently make us feel that we've done the wrong thing, you know, they tell us it's wrong, or they, even subtle ways like what my wife was doing without meaning to, of coming along behind me and redoing it, to me, it was judging. She wasn't trying to judge. She was just trying to fit more dishes in because she's trying to do a good job. And she knew she could fit more dishes in. But to my ego, it was a judgment on my efforts. And the judgment was, your efforts have been inadequate and not good enough. And I was sensitive to that because I think we all are. And we don't like it when we're found wanting, when we're found to be incomplete or not good enough, or when we feel that someone is judging that. And so when an exterior force comes along and says you're not good enough, you know, if a spouse says that you've let me down as a spouse, if a child says, well, you've been a bad parent, if, you know, a friend, anytime we feel, you know, our boss, even people we work with, You know, I think about even town government or whatever, anything like that, that weighs on us. We hate it to be told you're not good enough, or your efforts were not enough. They weren't good enough. You didn't do it enough. You didn't do it well enough. And that bothers us. And it can make us angry. It can make us sad. But it discourages us. It gives us less courage. It makes us feel less motivated to keep trying. And then sometimes it comes straight from inside. Sometimes the critic is us. Sometimes it is us that is judging us. Because, and I'll tell you, I am probably my own worst critic. And I've dealt with critics, and I've dealt with people who tell me I'm not good enough, or that something I've done is not good enough. I've had no shortage of that. And that is discouraging too. But I find that the thing that cripples me the most is me. Because I have a picture in my head of how I want it and how it ought to be and how it should go. And with this idea of that, then when I can't measure up to my own standard, when I can't measure up to what I want and what I think it ought to be, then I don't need an outside critic, because I can do it myself. In fact, through a lot of my life so far, I have oftentimes not even started certain things because I'm not sure how to do it right. It's not that I don't know how to do it or don't think I could figure it out, but I'm pretty sure I can't do it well or do it well enough. And so that, you know, that sense of inability to even get it right from the get-go means I never start, because the beautiful thing is, if you don't start, you can't fail. Well, at least now you failed to do it, but that's what you deal with later. But you have this overwhelming sense sometimes of I don't know how to start. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. And not knowing what to do, I don't do anything. And that's because I'm afraid of not being good enough. And we do this. But then the problem is when we start dealing with God. Because that's such a bigger thing. Our spiritual life, our relationship to the Almighty, whatever, it just adds so much more weight. And if our concept of God is, as I believe he is, perfection, well then, my goodness, talk about something to measure up to. You know, and if I'm reading the Bible and seeing what the Bible says about what life in God is like, you know, where I'm gentle and patient and nice and kind and love my enemies, and, you know, and then I look at what the culture says, that what that means, so okay, so there's certain activities I should not engage in, and certain words I shouldn't say, and all these things I should go to church, and I should do this, and I should do this, and I shouldn't do this, and I shouldn't do this. And I describe that as getting a really big case of shoulds. And in fact, because of this idea of, especially around God, of a strong sense of should, I find that sometimes it even makes it hard for me as a pastor to be friends with people, not because of anything in me, but because to them, I represent a big pile of should. And I don't know how many times when I talk to someone and they know I'm a pastor, they include the word should in the conversation. Especially if during the conversation is when they learn that I'm a pastor. Because then they say things like, oh yeah, well, I know, I should get back to church. Oh, I shouldn't have made that joke with you. I didn't realize you were a pastor. I shouldn't have said that. Or, well, you know, I probably should. And it's all about, you know, and they feel bad. And it causes them to, now they're not really comfortable with me. And like sometimes you can almost tell they're eager to kind of, they want to be rude, but they really want to get away from me because they feel so uncomfortable. Well, it doesn't matter to me. I'm not making them feel uncomfortable by anything I'm doing. I'm just making them uncomfortable because to them I represent a big pile of should. And representing a big pile of should, suddenly they're like, I was a nice guy and all that. I feel bad. Well, why do you feel bad? Because you think you should. And you think you're not doing your shoulds. You think you are doing your shouldn'ts. And so you feel judged, even though I may not be judging you at all. Usually I'm not. Because it's so crushing to us when we feel we're not good enough. When we feel that we've been found wanting, and we will flee from that feeling. And if we think that God and relationship with God means fulfilling all those shoulds, then that's why a lot of us just don't get too close to him. We may be okay. We may be okay, and yet we don't feel we are. We feel like, man, I should be doing more. And God desires me to do more. And because I haven't, because I'm not doing what I should, and I am doing what I shouldn't, I'm not okay. And the thing is what the Bible says, clearly, and in numerous places, this isn't like we found one verse that says this, it's the one of the core teachings, is that what makes us okay, according to the Bible, is not what you do, but what Jesus did. It is Jesus' work on your behalf that makes you okay. It's Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. He lived a perfect life, and then he died. And in living a perfect life, and then dying, having lived a perfect life, still dying as if he hadn't, makes up for all of our mistakes, and all of our sins, and all of our rebellions. And the Bible says that then what God does is, if you will accept it, he will give you the record of Jesus. And so he will give you credit for living a perfect life and paying for your sins. And so when God looks at you, he sees someone who's perfect. You say, well, I'm far from perfect. Oh, you bet you are. But God did not try to turn you into a perfect person by getting you to start acting perfectly. He assigned you the record of perfection. And being assigned that record of perfection, you're now good enough. But you can never then have a big head and say, well, I'm good enough because I'm doing such a great job, because that's pride and that's based on your works. You're only good enough because God decided to make you good enough based on what Jesus did. And so every day, if you say, man, I don't have to feel bad about being a complete failure today because God said I'm good enough, but you're not going to walk around with a big head. You're going to walk around with a big sense of appreciation for what Jesus did to give you that feeling and to give you that reality. And a lot of Christians don't know that, and a lot of people don't know that, because we are so caught up in I should, and we're so connected to the idea of I should. And you can't. You'll never be good enough. You're never going to get it perfect. It doesn't mean that I don't try to do well. No, I'm going to try to do well, but as a thank you, but I'm not under pressure to pull it off, because when I fail, I'll say, God, I am so thankful that this is not dependent on me. And so the days you have a big blowout, well, you still shouldn't have had the blowout, but your life isn't dependent on your shoulds, because he did. He did everything. He did it all right. And I'm not dependent on that anymore. And that is so freeing, because now I can still try. And I should still try. I should still try. But I'm not under pressure to perform. And I have room to get it right. And I have room when I get it wrong. And either way, God loves me. And so I get up and I just keep working at it as a thank you and as appreciation for, thank you for giving me a chance to work on this. And that is so much more freeing, and that's what Jesus said. He goes, I'm going to make it easy for you. The work is still hard, but doing the work shouldn't be so hard, because I love you. I did what you should have done.
Thank you for listening to the Corner of Truth and Life. This has been a broadcast of the Beans Corner Baptist Church. We would love to have you join us each Sunday morning at 8 a.m. or 10 a.m. for a service of music, celebration, and teaching. To listen to this show, other shows, messages, get announcements and updates, please visit us on the web at beanscorner.org or visit our Facebook page. Thank you for listening. We remind you to seek truth. This has been Pastor Ira Hall. Have a great day.